Hello. Today's podcast is titled Next Generation HP ProLiant Servers with AMD Opteron 6100 Series Processors, a powerful platform for virtualization. So many IT managers are trying to lower power and cooling costs, simplify administration, and conserve data center floor space that many businesses of any size are turning to virtualized infrastructures. And the next generation of HP ProLiant servers and blades, powered by the AMD Opteron 6000 series platform, offer processing power, memory, and management features, and energy efficiency that businesses need to streamline their infrastructures. And the next generation of HP ProLiant servers and blades, powered by the AMD Opteron 6000 series processor, offer processing power, memory, and management features, and energy efficiencies businesses need to do just that, to streamline their infrastructures. Here today to talk with us is Dennis McQueen, Product Marketing Manager at AMD, and Andrew Hawthorne, Product Marketing for Industry Standard Servers and Software at HP. So Andrew, can you tell us a little bit about virtualization in the IT marketplace today?
Well, over the past few years, we've seen an increase in companies using virtualization solutions to solve challenges in the data center, and we expect that trend to continue in the coming years. Companies want to reduce hardware and energy expenditures, and they also want to conserve floor space and be more agile.
Okay, so what's needed to have a virtualized data center, and how can HP along with AMD help?
Well, the foundation of the virtualized data center is a balanced server platform with powerful processors, a large memory footprint to support best-in-class consolidation ratio, which in turn reduces the amount of servers an IT administrator has to manage. And thanks to the AMD platform's improved CPU and memory resources, ProLiant G7 servers now provide up to 27 times more compute capacity and up to a 23-to-1 server consolidation ratio. And you need more efficient management that helps give you deep insight and control.
Okay, so you've piqued my interest, but can you tell me more? What have HP and AMD done together to innovate virtualization? Dennis, why don't you tell us a little bit?
Well, first, the new AMD 6000 series platform has twice as many cores and more than twice the memory bandwidth of previous generations. It's actually the industry's first x86 12-core processor, supporting up to 24 processing cores in a 2-piece server, and that's up to 48 cores in a 4-piece server. We believe the more physical cores and memory resources you can give each virtual machine, the closer to near-native performance you can achieve in virtualization environments. And better yet, we've listened to our customers and designed with their needs in mind, eliminating the 4P tags by delivering 4P performance at 2P economics.
That's incredible, but how do you do something like that?
Well, in addition to doubling the core count of the processor, we also made some overall platform improvements as well. We doubled the number of memory channels and now support high-speed DDR3 memory. And just as importantly, we've added a fourth hypertransport technology link as well as increased the speed of each of those links. Keep in mind, we made all these improvements while maintaining the same existing power and thermal envelopes as previous generations, so customers don't need to radically change their power and cooling environments to take advantage of them.
And on ProLiant G7 servers and blades, Thermalogic technologies are integrated into every server. Innovations like dynamic power capping, which lets admins set limits on processor power usage that's enforced automatically. And every G7 server contains up to 32 sensors, which we call a sea of sensors, eliminating energy waste.
Okay, so you talked about better management capabilities. What do you mean by that?
Well, all of our G7 300 and higher series servers and blades feature ILO3 remote management, which combines an embedded management processor with software to give administrators health information and precise control from anywhere at an individual server level. ILO3 introduces speed enhancements and is much more powerful than previous versions. The HP Insight Control Suite is an integrated software package that's used to manage physical and virtual servers at the data center level and delivers powerful optimization, health, deployment tools to help maximize efficiency at a higher level. Insight Control also integrates with our partners' management tools such as Microsoft System Center and VMware's vCenter.
Okay, but let's talk a little bit more about the virtualization capabilities. Now that we've improved management capabilities, what are some of the other virtualization benefits?
Well, virtualization requires a lot of network bandwidth across multiple connections. And in the past, the only way to set up a virtualized server was to add network cards and switches to get all of the necessary connections. And, of course, this increases costs, adds management complexity, and increases the power draw.
So what has HP done to help IT managers actually move to virtualized environments?
Well, that's a good question. On many of our previous G6 server blades, we introduced a technology called HP Virtual Connect Flex 10, which is a hardware-based I/O technology that's used to partition a single high-performance 10 gigabit Ethernet connection. Each 10 gigabit connection can be divided into four flexible network connections, and the bandwidth of each of those connections can be adjusted and optimized based on the workload. On our Generation 7 server blades, we actually build upon that technology, adding fiber channel capability all within the network connection integrated on the blade.
Well, that's great. That's bound to have some great benefits to the IT business efficiencies, innovations, and their bottom line.
Absolutely. Virtualization solutions from HP and AMD reduces hardware costs. Customers no longer need to buy additional network cards, fiber channel HPAs, or switch modules, and it reduces power consumption because there are fewer components. It also decreases management spending. I/O management's been a huge time constraint for IT management. And by virtualization and virtualizing and consolidating with Virtual Connect FlexFabric, businesses can be more responsive as their business needs change.
So companies are moving to virtualized infrastructures more and more to meet their business challenges of today. They need it to be manageable, they need it to be cost-effective, and have high processing and memory bandwidth, and plenty of network connections. And HP Pliant G7 servers, together with the AMD Opteron processors, provide that solution. Well, Dennis, Andrew, thank you so much for your time.
Thank you, Heather, for the opportunity.
Thank you, Heather. Glad to be here.